Giles Beckford is with us now for business. Kia ora, Giles. Annual inflation has dropped.
It has indeed. It has slowed too, as you may have heard in the news, to an annual rate of 4%. That's from 4.7% at the end of last year. The Consumer Price Index was up 0.6% in the first 3 months of this year. That was a slight uptick from the December quarter, in line with expectations, though. And as it would say in Casablanca, the usual suspects were to blame, and underpinning prices, higher rents, rates, costs of building a house, they offset cheaper petrol and international airfares. To dig a little bit deeper into some of the numbers and the trends, I'm joined by Westpac senior economist Satish Ranchod. Kia ora to you, Satish.
Kia ora, Giles.
Well, the numbers were in line with expectations, but let's just cut straight to the chase. It's domestic inflation that is driving things at the moment. Just thinking that for the year, domestic inflation about 5.7%. It actually was only about 1.5%, 1.6% for imported inflation, as you call it, non-tradables and tradables.
That's correct. Well, while we're seeing those imported prices coming off, it's domestic price pressures that are remaining hot. I think that's going to be a big concern for the Reserve Bank. That's where they put a lot of their focus. And really, those domestic price pressures haven't really come off as fast as they've been looking for.
Well, the Reserve Bank's official cash rate, when it moves it up or down, these are issues, these are factors which they don't, in many cases, aren't directly affected by movements in the cash rate.
I think that's going to be a big concern for the Reserve Bank. They don't directly affect things like your local council rates or your electricity prices. And if those prices are remaining hot, it's going to make that much harder for them to get inflation back to 2%.
Well, as you say, you know, it's that last bit of the journey, isn't it? The between 4 and 3%, which is the hardest for them to do.
I think it is going to take a while to get inflation back where they want it. I think it'll drop below 3 this year, but getting it back to 2 where they want it to be, that's going to take some time longer. I don't think we're going to see that until next year at the earliest.
Well, it in the decision last week from the Reserve Bank, it was just a simple statement, one of the shortest we've ever seen, but it still expressed that inflation was too high, although it did say it was confident that it would get it back into the target band by the end of the year. Do you reckon that is just not a goer?
I think we will see inflation dropping below 3 by the end of this year, but not back to that midpoint that they've got an increasing focus on. And that's important. Inflation back at 3%, I know it's lower than we've seen recently, but still not low. It still signals a lot of pressure on households' budgets.
It's the underlying inflation pressures which the Reserve Bank likes to follow reasonably closely. They bring out their own assessment of that this afternoon. That's still sitting, one assumes, around 4-4.5%.
We are still seeing those core inflation rates lingering at firm levels. Importantly, if we look at the domestic inflation components, the underlying rates there are closer to 6%. That's got to be a worrying outlook for the RBNZ.
There's a lot of uncertainty around the world as well. I mean, you're looking at the big economies in Europe, the US, even Australia. Inflation is as stubborn there as it is here.
We've been seeing for a long time that inflation is not slowing as fast as central banks had been expecting. New Zealand's been one of the most forthright in saying that it's taking a while to slow, and actually other banks like the Fed, they're catching up with the view that we're seeing here in New Zealand with those sticky inflation pressures.
Well, a point raised by a listener earlier this morning to me was if interest rates are kept high until the end of the year, going into next year before we might see rate cuts, what damage might that do further to the economy that's already in a technical recession?
I think that's the big concern for the Reserve Bank. They don't want the economy to slow any more than it needs to, but they know that they have to get inflation down. The longer it stays high, the more damage it'll be for the economy. I think interest rates are going to remain high for the course of this year. That does mean that unemployment's going to push higher.
And does it mean that the recession gets deeper and there's longer?
We don't know if the recession will continue in that sense, but we don't expect to see a lot of growth. I think the economy is going to be pretty moribund this year. And with our population growing, it does mean that a lot of households are going to see themselves going backwards.
Thank you very much. That's Satish Ranchod, senior economist at Westpac Bank. And just to give you some perspective, headline inflation in the UK is 3.4%. Australia's also 3.4%. It's 2.8% in the Eurozone and 3.5% in the US. Well, the Canterbury region's being warned, future-proof your manufacturing sector or get left behind. Manufacturing is the biggest driver of that region's economy, contributing more than $4 billion a year. But the sector's been told, adopt smart products and processes through technology in order to improve your performance. The advice comes from Sean Doherty of Callaghan Innovation. He says Europe is 10 years ahead of New Zealand in using new technologies and better local planning is needed.
I always think the road mapping is an important thing to do. And we sort of certainly see that people who make a roadmap for change generally spend about 10 to 12% less, and they also have better outcomes.
Well, Sean Doherty says fears around artificial intelligence upsetting the workforce and taking jobs are probably unfounded, and it should be regarded as a potential help. One other item that's just popped up this morning is insurance company Towers increased its full-year earnings forecast on reduced claims and higher income. It now expects an underlying profit of more than $35 million. That compares to its previous guidance of being at the top end of a range between $22 and $27 million. The company says business claims have been less than expected, while its premium income has risen because of renewals. Well, let's see how the markets digested the inflation numbers. I'm joined by Harry Wigley of Forsyth Barr. Kia ora to you, Harry.
Kia ora, Giles.
So, a lot of eyes were on those inflation numbers, but in the end, it was pretty much in line with expectations. Any notable reaction?
Well, no. With it being broadly in line, the market hasn't really done too much. So the New Zealand, the NZX 50 is down 2 points to 11,803. You mentioned Tower in your report. So they're up just shy of 10% after increasing their earnings guidance earlier today. So that's a good result for them.
Radio, let's have a look across the Tasman. Australia just opened up.
Yes, the Aussie market has opened up. They're up 10 points to 7,623.
Right, and the currency is always the one that reacts the quickest to any economic numbers, good, bad or indifferent. What's the Kiwi looking like?
Well, again, with that inflation number being broadly in line with expectation, the currency hasn't done too much, although it is up slightly against the US. So we've just ticked through that 59 cent mark against the US. Against the Australian dollar, it is 91.90. Against the pound, 47.40. And against the euro, 55.50.
Which takes us to interest rates, oil and gold.
So 3-month bank bill is 5.67. 10-year government bond is a touch over 5. Brent crude is still just holding above that $90 a barrel rate, so it's at $90.13. And gold is still at record highs of 2,382.
Thank you very much. That's Harry Wigley from Forsyth Barr. Time to tell you that casino operator Sky City Entertainment has a new chief executive. Jason Wallbridge will start as chief executive in July. He's moving back to New Zealand from Las Vegas, where he's been working in the industry. He replaces Michael Ahern, who left not so long ago. Mr. Wallbridge has been in the gaming industry in the US for more than 20 years. We'll update the news and numbers around 5:30 in Checkpoint, but for now, shall up. That's business. Kia ora.